96.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, Katie found a really interesting study that says that if you're going to marry somebody, they need to have this quality at equal of you. And if you don't, not good. What is it?
That's a very complicated way of saying it. The study found that people are most likely to marry people that are the same level of attractiveness as you. So wherever you land on the hot scale, if you're a six, you're most likely to marry a six. And that most people have a pretty good idea of where they are in the hotness scale. Like they aren't seeing themselves through rose-colored glasses. They know. Like, if you're an uggo, you kind of know.
Okay.
If you're a hottie, you know.
In most cases.
I mean, that's what the study found.
Right.
Most people
understand
where they land and choose somebody that's the same level of hotness.
Right. Or, well, pretty close. Or pretty close.
Pretty close.
Nobody's like equal, but...
I mean,
there's always one person that's like a little bit more attractive.
I kind of thought that I was the person that like was, and I think my husband's a very handsome man, but I always thought I was kind of higher on the hotness scale than he was. Like, he married up. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
You don't agree?
I agree that you are more attractive than Mike.
Good recovery. Thank you. Good recovery there, Kevin.
Yeah. I think
he, of course, is going to say that, by the way.
Why? What do you mean?
I don't think it's true.
What?
I don't think it's true. I think it's true now. I don't think it was true at the time that you guys met.
You're on your own.
Hey, I didn't start this off by laughing at her.
Please go on and tell me more.
I think that you are more attractive than him now.
Okay, but where was I when...
I said my piece.
So are you saying that when we first got married,
mm-hmm.
you thought that I was the one marrying up?
Yeah.
I pissed for you.
How? Why?
We've run out of time for this segment.
We just started.
I think you were bigger. You've lost weight since then.
I was the same weight then probably as I am now.
Well.
I mean, I probably have more muscle now.
Yeah, you're shaped differently.
I'm shaped differently.
There you go.
Wait a second. Is this your thing where you just feel like if a person's skinny, it just means they're attractive?
No.
Because if that's the case, my husband will always be more attractive than me because he doesn't ever put on weight.
No. Because you're not skinny.
Right?
So, no. Clearly that's not true.
What is it? Okay, then let me ask you this.
What are you doing?
I'm just asking questions.
I paid you a compliment.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, Katie's mad at me because I said she's pretty.
No. So what is it about me now that makes me more attractive than my husband?
Well, you've done things to improve yourself. Okay. You've lost. You say the number hasn't changed. I don't care about the number.
Okay.
You have changed your body composition.
That is true.
So you are better looking now than you were when you met him.
My face, though, the only thing I've changed on my face is that my upper lip is bigger. Nothing about the rest of my face is different.
Mm. Well, but your face is, that's 10% of your body.
Okay, so you are basing this all on.
And maybe he has gone down a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Wow. This is all bad. See, here's the thing.
He's decided to wear a beard. And don't get me wrong.
I thought you loved his beard.
I love beards. I do.
I thought you thought his beard made him look hotter.
But no, you said hotter. I think his beard makes him look more mysterious. And that is a nice way of saying that sometimes he looks like he jumps boxcars.
Oh, that is for sure.
Like, sometimes he comes over to my house. Now, granted, it's usually in hot weather, but his hair's crazy.
His hair is never crazy unless he's just gotten out of the pool.
Well, then maybe he take the hat. Maybe he took the hat off.
Okay, get in the pool.
And he's got a big bushy beard. So sometimes when he first comes in, it's like, okay, well, I mean, here comes Beauty and the Beast.
You. Well, that's good because...
That is good. Yes. Thank you very much.
Men should feel like they married up, so that's good.